Good morning, Seattle, little Saigon, all you places out there that are currently afraid of the COVID, the virus coming to take you and your family. It's Sunday, May the 3rd, 2020. Right around, you know, fuck, 7 a.m., right? Right around 7 a.m., right? Fuck. That's right, it's Sunday, May the 3rd, 2020, in this dread year of fear and disgust and people acting like morbid Gomulak freaks from Sector 8. I never thought I would say this as a human being, but, well, no, I did. That's not true. I always expected to say I am so truly ashamed of my species. So truly ashamed of the mole rat that calls itself sentient. Truly ashamed of a species that would wish death on other human beings just because they want to see the light. Yes, indeed, the wonderful species that is Homo sapien, also known as mole rat, also known as food of the gods. I got an email from a friend of mine. You might know him if you're a listener as Josh from Alabama, because we've done a couple podcasts together. He's a young man, but he is wise beyond his years. And I asked him permission. Can I read the contents of your email? This email is from about a week ago. Does it matter? The exact date it was sent. The National Security Council knows. This is the content of an email from my friend Josh in Alabama. Sorry, Dan, I don't actually have any good news. It's just the name of a book I found. Finally, some good news by Delicious Tacos. A novel about the destruction of Los Angeles via nuclear holocaust. The idea being that from a certain point of view, normal life, quote-unquote, is becoming so abhorrent that nuclear holocaust would actually be good news. Think about it. Millions of people, dead or burning, being trapped in the infinite versus being trapped in the infinite gray nothing. On the one hand, I'm disturbed by normality. What it is, what it represents. We've talked about it plenty. On the other hand, I still want normality to continue, even if it's just an illusion. That illusion is still convenient in certain ways. Were normality to be abruptly obliterated, much of what I am would be gone. It's like this. Think about the Matrix. What if one day the Matrix were simply deleted? Computer virus, blue screen, red ring of death. Those people would have nowhere to go. Couldn't stay in the pods, not enough room in Zion, a liability to both the machines and freed humanity. It's a cynical thought. For me to keep seeking reality in the ways I currently am, unreality needs to continue. Unreality is the cover under which I can safely work. But if everyone is loose from unreality all at once, there's a likelihood of being destroyed along with the herd, or the herd trampling you as it panics. Thus, a tension in my thinking. Don't help the machines by bolstering the illusion, but don't tear down the illusion. And when you see the illusion being violently torn, that's as much a danger to you as the illusion itself. I savor certain aspects of normality: cheap energy, easy access to food, a predictable set of norms by which to conduct yourself and manipulate the world into giving you what you want. If you temper your expectations properly and you're willing to do the work, but if you're unwilling, that's understandable, maybe even good. It might mean you have a soul. If you can carve a niche for yourself in quote-unquote normality, it's still possible to live well. But if you don't have a niche, if you're trapped in the infinite gray nothing, a lifeless, loveless zone of existence, one of the lower circles of first world hell, which perversely is one of the higher circles of earthly hell, nuclear holocaust might really be good news for you. And that, I say, is bad news for all of us. Hell of a thing to think about. Take care, Dan. Hope you're doing well. You take care too, Josh. Josh and I talk as often as we can. I think we first interacted with each other vis-a-vis Twitter many years ago, but who knows? I've never met him in person, but I've talked to him on the phone. I have every certainty he's a real person, and I think he's a pretty cool dude. And if you don't understand what he's saying here, he's not really advocating for the lie. He's simply pointing out that there's this weird situation we find ourselves in. On the one hand, the lie, the status quo, the paradigm is terrible. Folks, it was terrible before the COVID. Okay? Where the fuck do you think the COVID came from? Did it come from outer space? Did it come from the communists? Or maybe it simply came from that really shitty paradigm that we all want back. Normal. Dan, why can't it be normal? Why can't it go back to normal? Hundreds of thousands, if not millions. I gotta drink a little water here. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have been killed in the wars on terror between 2001 and today. That's a rough estimate. Different organizations will give you different estimates. And I'm not talking about terrorists, folks. I'm talking about men, women, and children. Exploded, burnt alive, polluted with depleted uranium. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, since 2001. And that doesn't include the Butcher's Bill of Vietnam, Korea, and all the fun we've had in Latin America and Central America. That doesn't include the fucking around Africa or Somalia. If you came up with a complete butcher's bill of all the fucking people, men, women, and children specifically, that our government has killed since World War II, I've heard estimates up to 20 million. 20 to 30 million. United States government in various wars and campaigns. And if you include in this estimate all the shitty fucking regimes we've supported and called ally, like the, you know, Saudi Arabia or Israel, well, the number just gets bigger, folks. That's the normal. That is the normal. That is the going back to normal. For you, going back to normal might be I get to order my pizza and play my Xbox, and I get to drink my beer and go to my stupid fucking job, and I don't have to give a shit about the circumstances. Because I live on the Death Star, Dan. I live on the Death Star, and as long as you live on the Death Star, you're living good. And Josh makes a good point. This is why it's so hard for people to take the red pill, so to speak. And I get tired of the euphemisms and the cliches, the red pills, the being woke. These are just words. My question to the average person is, do you have any fucking dignity left? Do you really need permission to go into the sun? Let's get this one out of the way. There isn't one person with a background in microbiology I have ever met that would contend that these organisms, viruses, bacteria, and whatnot do well in ultraviolet light. They really don't. In fact, they tend to die. They tend to do really well in closed spaces with, you know, recirculated air, which means no fresh air. They tend to do quite terribly out in the open. So why the fuck are they telling you to stay inside? I totally understand on one level if this was real, you know, the social distancing, I don't think it's real, but don't go outside, don't go into the sun. And when it comes to someone you love, let's say you've been married for 50 or 60 years, and all you want to do is sit on a sun chair on the beach with this person you love, what fucking business is it of any fucking cop to tell you to get up and move? I saw videos of this week. Cops telling old people who probably, you know, have made their own decision about their own mortality, telling them to just get up and move. Get up and don't sit down on that chair. Don't be comfortable. Yeah, you're 70 or 80 years old. You probably did your best in the system, but fuck you. Where the fuck do you think this virus came from, folks? It didn't come from outer space. It didn't come from God. It came from that normal you want to go back to. It came from that normal you thought was so fucking wonderful. It might have been for you, but for a lot of people on planet Earth, that normal was a living fucking hell, and it still is. So in many ways, it's no difference for them. It perhaps is worse. And when you consider the famine that's coming, and yeah, I said famine. When you consider the famine that's coming, it's going to get worse, a lot worse for everyone, especially those who live on the margins. So once again, I ask, why are we telling people to stay inside? Why are we keeping people from trying to survive? Why are we shutting people in to die? I don't think this thing is whatever they say it is. I don't think it is because where I live should be terrible right now, and it's not. So that's my anecdotal subjective experience. I live in Seattle. By any definition of logistic transportation flow, by any recognition of the bullshit propaganda they've been feeding me my whole adult fucking life. Seattle's a super city. Seattle is an Asia-Pacific tech hub. Seattle depends on China. Yeah, all that's true. But riddle me this, fuckers. If all that's true, then why is Seattle so safe from the COVID? Why Lombardy, Italy? Why New York City? Why New Jersey? Why Texas? I can think of reasons of illuminating. Yeah, I haven't been able to podcast in a few weeks because this shit's driving me crazy. The only reason I'd pick those places is if I was eliminating witnesses. If I was getting rid of people who know what the fuck the truth is, then Texas, New Jersey, New York City, and some other fucking places kind of make sense. But if it's not about eliminating witnesses, and if it is about the flow of people, then let's get through some facts. Viruses do not choose which direction to go in. If there are three viruses or two viruses released in Wuhan, Brownian motion says that within the focus of that particular epidemic, those viruses will go with people in whatever fucking direction they go in, and it will be random. Well, so far, this virus is not very random. That's interesting. So far, this virus has a purpose. That's really interesting. The virus didn't come from outer space. The virus didn't come from a volcano. The virus didn't come from some evil demon named Shorlack. The virus didn't accidentally arrive. The virus was a result of a set of circumstances that we used to call normal. And so when people say, why can't we go back to normal? I shake my fucking head. What was good for you was terrible for others. What you really want to know is, why are you getting punished now? You live on the Death Star. The Death Star should be fine for people that are obedient. Tell that to Vader. Really, tell that to anyone Vader has ever choked with his mind. Yeah, the Death Star was always a nasty place to be. The Death Star was always terrible. The United States of America is a giant Death Star, and the destiny of Death Stars is to explode. Whatever normality you liked before of us going around the world blowing places up, well, that normality worked for you and worked for maybe some people. It didn't work for the people that were obliterated. It didn't work for the families whose homes were set on fire. It didn't work for them. They're dead. They got a virus. The virus was called the Empire of the United States. That's the virus they got, and they're dead. Normal. And let's talk about wishing death on people, because a lot of I read another one of these celebrities today, Pink. You know the singer Pink, although I don't think she's been relevant for 20 years. But Pink was talking about how she really wished in her own fucked up way that the people who are trying to protest or fight back or declare their own liberty, she really wished they would just get sick and die. I mean, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but this is the general message of a lot of these motherfuckers. Wouldn't it be great if all these people who simply want their dignity would just die? Why can't they just be dead, Dan? Why can't they just die? Are you going to forget that shit if it goes back to normal? Are you going to forget the death wishes of all these fucking celebrities who say things like that? Who say, well, these protesters are racist because they want to go out into the sunlight. Yeah, except for the fact that all these protesters tend to be every color, not just white. Well, these gun control people, these gun rights people... They must have small penises, these men who want their guns. I don't know what size their penises are, but a lot of them aren't just men, you stupid fucking bitch. or guy, or whoever the fuck you are. There are women with rifles, too, who are sick of this bullshit. So what is this normal that some of you want to go back to? And then there's the people who are talking about suing the government. Oh, I'm going to lose my hair over this shit. Sue the government? You think you're going back to that? You think you're going to file a lawsuit against Fauci and Bill Gates? Bill Gates is probably one of the most corrupt business people to ever come along. I have worked at that nasty-ass Microsoft. I've worked over there. I still get emails for jobs. That's how fucking corrupt a place it is. It's so fucked up. I can tell their recruiters to fuck off every other phone call, and I still get phone calls. If that sounds normal to you, it's not. Bill Gates is a piece of shit. And yet, so many people, including people probably in my own family, they're lionizing the guy. He's probably a pedophile. He's definitely an atheist. I don't know what God he believes in, but it's not Jesus Christ. But Dan, he talks bullshit. Bill Gates. Is that the normal you want to go back to? Motherfuckers like that ripping people off? With shitty software? Is that your idea of fucking normal? You see, I don't know what to tell you, folks. I haven't really been in a place to do a lot of podcasts in a couple weeks. I've done some with Jim Davidson, and I think that's been great. And we're going to do another one today. But I think in some ways he's more motivated to do these right now than I am. Because I'm ready to throw up my hands. I'm not depressed. I'm not suicidal. I simply am sick of it. I'm sick of it. I am sick of people longing for something that never, ever, ever existed. It's like the motherfuckers in the Soviet Union back in the 90s who would walk around with portraits of Stalin in big protests. Why can't we bring back Joseph Stalin, Dan? Why can't we have Stalin? Why can't we bring back good old Joe? I remember seeing these weird-ass protests in the 90s, mostly communists, right, in Russia, wanting the good old days back of Joseph Stalin and the gulags. I don't know about the normal, because I don't know that the word normal is even a good word. In many ways, in operational terms, it applies to averages. In a mathematical sense, normal really only means a kind of convergence around a mean or an average. It doesn't mean good or bad. Normal could be shitty. If we had 1,000 years of murder and mayhem, that would have been normal. And so what you're saying is, Dan, can't we go back to normal? And what I'm saying is, whatever the fuck that normal was, it might have been good for you. You might have had a couple years, Dan, I was wheeling and dealing, and I was making money with Bitcoin, and I was this close to becoming a big deal, and then all of a sudden the virus comes along. All of a sudden? All of a sudden, by accident, the virus comes along. Is that what happened? All of a sudden, Dan, everything was fine. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Dan, like I was walking down the street. And everything was great. I had a bucket of gold. And all of a sudden, this car with Bill Gates in it swerved and hit me and my dog. It was terrible. That might be how you remembered it. What I remember is the last decade being a pretty corrupt period of time when terrible ideas got funded and good ideas got, you know, told to beat bricks and to just go, you know, walk down the street. That's what I remember of the last decade. I remember a decade of corruption and stupidity and more stupid wars and more drone attacks, more assassinations, more stealing people's shit, more of our presidents, Obama and Trump, saying, that's my oil, that's my resources, that's my Libya, that's mine, Syria's mine. Is that normal? What do you think the Syrians thought of normal, of our government, you know, sponsoring a civil war in Syria? Do you think they liked that normal? Do you think that was good for them? You see, I like my friend Josh. He is a smart young man, and his intention in this email is to point out that there is this weird kind of push and pull. We all kind of want, on some level, safety. You know, safety and peace. Let's use some proper words, not normal. That's a stupid word. We would all like some peace. We would all like the chance to have prosperity. We would all like to have those things, and I get that. But all of that on the Death Star has a price. And just because you don't see who pays it doesn't mean it's not being paid. It's being paid all the fucking time. And now the Death Star is pointing its guns at you, Mr. and Mrs. Normal. Now the Death Star and the intelligence agencies are pointing their laser cannons right at you. And they're telling, don't go outside, because if you go outside, you'll kill old people. Don't go to church, because if you go to church, you're going to kill people. Yeah. Don't run your business, because if you run your business, you'll spread the virus. Can't we go back to normal? I've used the phrase in the past, the infinite gray nothing, and this is the term that my friend Josh uses, and this is a term that I more or less coined based upon a short story I wrote many years ago called Morny Dreck. And Morny Dreck is a story about the future. I don't think it's a very likely future, but it was also a kind of meditation on what one could call post-scarcity and modern monetary theory. And if I can remember it, I will include a link in this podcast, not that you have to read it. But the premise to Morny Dreck is that they solve the problems of energy and resources, but they can't just allow people to be free with that. It has to be controlled. So you imagine a future a lot like the present, just, you know, bigger, if bigger is better, but also just a kind of drudgery, a kind of existential drudgery where your life, your existence, what you want to do is channeled and controlled and manipulated in absurd and completely sideways situations, is all I can say. The infinite gray nothing is this idea that there'll be no collapse, there'll be no crash, they will perform this little COVID situation, there'll be a miracle of Bill Gates and Fauci, Fucky, Trump, and all the rest, and we'll all just be a lot less human on the other side, you know, probably more controlled. Probably, if you want to have a job or eat, you're probably going to have to take some type of a mark, the mark of Bill Gates. But then that just keeps going on and on and on, way past my lifetime. Way past the lifetime of anyone who's alive today. The infinite gray nothing. And there are people who would prefer that, who would prefer just to go back to that kind of a path where the Death Star just keeps getting bigger and more disgusting, and the world that we oppress simply gets pummeled into dust. So I say fuck normal. I say fuck the world you think was better than this one. I think this situation is shit, but I will say this about the COVID. It is laying bare a great many illusions. It is laying bare a great many situations of deception and lies. It is bringing forth a period of truth if you have eyes to see. You have people wishing death on each other, thinking that's okay, but they're out in the open doing it. There are people out in the open wishing fellow Americans death because they simply want to live a dignified life. Hey, Pink, you fuck. There are young people who have killed themselves in the last week because of this stupid fucking lockdown. There are probably going to be a lot of people who kill themselves over the next few months, and probably have already done it, because of this lockdown, because of the economic collapse it has kind of triggered. What do you think about those people, Pink? Do you give a fuck about them? Do you care that there are people living in a hell right now? Do you think your fucking commercials tell you, oh, it's okay, we're all in this together? No, you're not, you fuck. Come to Little Saigon, Pink. Come have some gombly black stew with me, though truly, I'm down to rice and soup mix, so you might not get the good stuff. That's right, Pink. Come to Little Saigon. Come to my place. I will serve you a bowl of rice with some soup mix, and we'll talk about how wonderful it is to be locked in. Now, I don't know. Pink might live in a nice little spot. She might have a little piece of property, or better yet, she might have a couple thousand square feet. I don't know, and I don't care. In a normal world, I wouldn't give a fuck. In a world, excuse me, not normal, that was shitty. In a free world, I would not give a fuck. I could live my life in 200 square feet and whoever else wants to have a big fucking mansion, I wouldn't give a fuck if you could just leave me the fuck alone to live my life. Leave me the fuck alone to live my tiny, modest life. That is all I ask. I don't care if you have lots of property. I don't care if you have 6 cars or 0 cars. I don't care if you have a fucking yacht. Just leave ordinary, modest people alone to live free and dignified lives with whatever resources they have. But that can't be allowed, folks. We have reached the point where these normal people won't allow people like me to simply exist, just to eke by. That didn't arrive. That didn't magic itself into existence. This shitty reality we're living in right now was given birth to from that normal world. God, do I hate this word normal now. That normal world that you all want to go back to. Not all of you, but some of you. Why can't we go back to the push-button reality, Dan? I don't care about the people we were setting on fire. It's like the crocodile said, ignore the pillars of smoke in the distance. But for those of us who can't ignore it, for those of us who actually care if we're murdering people around the world, that world wasn't better. It was simply better for you. That world was not a good world. It was simply good for you. That world didn't protect children. It protected your children. You know why this whole situation is both a curse and a blessing? Because there is the part of it where whatever bullshit you believed, it's gotta go. It's gotta go. If you believe that you had a constitution that protected your rights, you're going to have to wake up to the fact that that was not true, right? If you believe that America was going around the world making people free, you have to wake up to the fact in this situation that that's just not true. If you believe that your government gave a shit about you, you have to wake up to the fact that that is not true. I don't care what you want to believe. You have to stop believing the nonsense or you will die. That is the situation we're in now. You believe the nonsense, you believe the crap the government tells you, you will be setting yourself up and your children and the people you care about for torture and death. And if you're a Christian and you're not asking yourself that simple question, should I take the mark of Bill Gates? You better start asking that fucking question. You better start asking that fucking question every fucking day. Should I take that magical vaccine certificate mark? Probably not. I think Jesus would say you shouldn't. But if you think this virus is real, come to fucking Little Saigon, folks. Come to Chinatown, Seattle. I'll take you on a walking tour. Any day of the week, pink. We can start out by having some slurry, and then we can walk down Rainier Avenue, you fucking cunt. The reason why I haven't been able to podcast should be clear. I am done. I'm done. I am shadow banned. I am restricted. I am done. Okay? A leader of a death cult gets basically the bulk of my listens on SoundCloud. A leader of a fucking death cult. All right? I'm done. They put you in boxes and they keep you there, and I'm done with it. I'll keep podcasting for my own good. But hey, my welfare check comes this week. That's great. So with my welfare check, or I should say my unemployment, whatever you want to call it, my hush money, I'll take that money and I'll buy some food and some shelter and some beer and some weed. And maybe I will give enough of a shit to do something creative over the next 7 days. I don't know. I'm done. I was done 10 years ago. My ex-wife knew that. I was done then. Why? Because I knew then that our normal was a pox upon people. Our normal, American normal, was a murder show. A rape show, a killing show, a torture show. That was normal. You remember Hillary Clinton joking about Colonel Gaddafi basically being executed? That used to be normal. It was normal for us to topple governments. It was normal for us to interfere in the politics of other countries. It was normal for us to test thousands of nuclear weapons, put the toxic gumbus into a pile, put a shitty concrete lid on it, and then tell the people of the Marshall Islands to fuck off. That was normal. Fukushima was normal. 9/11. Normal. Totally normal. That shit was normal. I don't know what it is any of us, think we can go back to. But that fucking bullshit was crap-ola for everybody else, even if it wasn't for you. And I'll let you on another little secret. I've been around this country in the last couple years. Maybe in Seattle and San Francisco and a few other choice places in various cities, normal was great. In a lot of places, it was a living fucking hell. Normal. So yeah, I'm angry and I'm crazy. I'm angry and I'm crazy and I don't know the point. I don't know why I'm doing this. I've talked to Jim about this. I am in a zone of pointlessness. I don't see the point. Who am I talking to? I'm probably talking to people that already know better. All 15 of us. But I live in a nation of people under some dread spell, and the spell is called normal. Normal is perspective, and normal is a euphemism. And normal is a word you use to describe a situation that you thought was okay for everybody, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It was a shit world, and it's still a shit world. It's not all crap, but normal was turning it to crap. That normal world you like so much. I don't give a shit about normal. I simply want to be free. I don't give a shit about comfort. I simply want to be free. I don't care if I ever make $1 million. Would it be nice to be rich? Holy shit, it would be great to have some more money. Do I need a lot of money to survive? No. I don't care about normal. All I ever wanted at this point in my life was a couple hundred square feet, the ability to pay for enough food and enough shelter to survive, go to Uncle Ike's and get some weed, go to the fucking Chevron and buy some beer, live in this world and write and think and carve out my life the way I want to, even if it's the smallest, most pathetic life you can imagine. I was okay with that. But that can't be allowed. No one can be allowed to say no. No one can be allowed to disagree with the storyline of the virus, of Bill Gates. Bill Gates, the savior? Bill Gates, the magical man? I don't know if he really is a Satanist, but at this point, I'd be surprised if he wasn't. And if you're a Christian and you're putting your trust in Bill Gates, I think that you're putting your soul in jeopardy. And you probably are going to go to hell. And yes, I believe in hell. And that's where you're headed. Or non-existence. Some people think hell is simply non-existence. You're either heading to the big black void or you're going straight to hell if you put your trust in Bill Gates. I didn't really know if I had it in me to podcast today. I've been trying to do these little stupid podcasts that are funny, and I don't think they're totally stupid, but I have been trying to do things that would be creative and keep myself engaged, because right now I can feel the twisting, turning, Sturm und Drang of an entire species circling the toilet bowl, ready to go down. You want to ask me about freedom, I'll tell you what it is. It's like clean air. It's like clean water. It's like healthy soil that you can grow food in. It isn't something a human being wants or even life wants. It's something that human beings need. It's something life needs. A lot of these funny motherfuckers, especially Bill Gates, they'll talk about diversity. In fact, they'll talk about biodiversity. But you do understand that they're liars. Just about everything Bill Gates has done has been to create a monoculture. Just about everything these fuckers do is to create a monoculture. How survivable for the human race do you think a monoculture is? Do you think it's going to increase the likelihood of survival, or in all likelihood, basically hobble us. Like, you know, Kathy Bates and Misery, having the sledgehammer hits you in the fucking ankles so you can't walk anymore. That's a monoculture. That's what they're promoting. They're promoting death. They're promoting the end of human existence. Even if there are human beings left alive 100 years from now, you won't recognize them. I already don't recognize most of these fucks that stare at their phones all day, even when they're walking down the street. They were already socially distant. They were already disconnecting themselves from each other before the 6-foot rule. This was already happening. That robot apocalypse you feared so much, ding, 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 already happened. If you feel alone, if you feel like you're amongst crazy people, that's not accidental. If you're listening to my podcast, maybe it's fortunate, maybe it's not, because you're hearing one or two other people out there saying similar things. I'm surrounded by people who are in a trance. I'm surrounded by an entire nation of people captured by a spell. And I don't know what's going to break the spell. I know the Lord in heaven has the power to break it, but we got ourselves into this. So I'm not sure that we get any extra help here. So if you want to go back to normal, fine. Just do yourself a favor and research what that normal was. Research what it was to everyone we impacted throughout history. Ask yourself what normal was for Native Americans in the 19th century. Ask yourself what normal was for African Americans throughout our history. Ask yourself what was so fucking normal about everything we've done to other countries in the last few decades. What is good about that normality that you love so fucking much? That's all I ask. If you want to go back to some magical place that probably never existed, at least do some fucking research first. And then truly say, is it worth going back to that shit? Because I do not like the virus. I do not want this hell. But I'm not stupid. I know things were fucked up before this happened. This virus, whatever the fuck it is, it's a smokescreen. It is a means to an end. It has almost nothing to do with biology and everything to do with psychology. If you want to go back to normal, think about that. So I say adieu. I say goodbye on this Sunday. I say adieu, goodbye on the Sunday, May the 3rd, 2020. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Sunday. Jim and I have a podcast later. That'll be great. Say goodbye to normal if you want to get beyond the lies, is all I'm saying. Say goodbye to normal if you want any chance of getting back anything like your dignity. If you want your dignity back, tell normal to fuck off. Tell Satan to fuck off with his normal. Instead, why don't you choose freedom and tell normal to go to hell? Why don't we just tell normal the fuck off? And why don't we embrace human dignity and liberty instead?